Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. How may I help you today?
Okay. My name is Miguel. I want to know where am I calling?
Well, sir, we're a third-party call center. We service over 300 different companies, so I'd have to pull up an account to be able to assist you further. May I have your
zip code,
please?
Well, 07018.
Thank you, sir. And the first and last name on the account?
Miguel Tapia.
Thank you, sir. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
332 Metropolitan Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11211.
Thank you, sir. And you're calling your reference to the test onyx and the nitro oxide? Or the test onyx
and calling,
the nitro
oxide? I'm calling in regards to $91 that were taken out from my account without my approval.
Yes, sir. The $92.90 that was taken out on March 27th?
Yes.
Yes, sir. That charge was to pay for the two products that you had received on March 5th. The account has been canceled, so there will be
no... Say it again?
The account has been canceled, so you won't receive any further charges or shipments, sir.
So what's my $91?
Well, sir, Do you remember receiving a package on March 5th?
No, I didn't receive nothing. And right now, I should have had $300-something in my account, and because of this, I don't have what I'm supposed to have in my account.
Well, sir, the $92.90 was for the two products that you had ordered on March 3rd.
I'm not aware of it.
Sir, those two products were on a 14-day trial to where you could try them out for 14 days before you were billed for the full price, which is the $92.90. And you had agreed to the terms and conditions to being billed in $92.90 after the 14-day trial.
I just finished telling you. I wasn't aware of that.
Sir, for this product to be ordered...
I wasn't aware of that.
For the product to be ordered, this product...
Okay,
the terms and conditions. The terms and conditions do have to be agreed to, sir. And
it wasn't me.
Well, sir, it does state here that the product was delivered at the address that you verified for me on March 5th. And the account has been canceled, so there will be no further charges or shipments, sir.
Well, I need to speak to somebody because I need that money back or partial of that money back in my account. I need to speak to somebody because I did not approve that. I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't have no product that you're talking about.
Sir, do you remember ordering the test onyx and the nitric oxide onyx on March 3rd?
You understand English? You understand English clearly?
Yes, sir. I understand English.
Okay, well, I'm speaking to you in fucking English, bro. I did not know what you're talking about. I didn't order anything. I did not use my card for any of that. What is that you don't understand?
Well, sir, the account has been canceled, so there will be no further charges or shipments, and the $92.90 pays for the two products that you had received on March 5th.
I need to speak to somebody. I need to speak to somebody about my
money. Sir, I'm doing the best that I can to assist you, but we all have the same policy, and...
These
charges are valid due to the terms and conditions being agreed to and the product being delivered to the address that you verified for me.
Speak to about my money.
So the account has been canceled, so there will be no further charges or shipments. And
put me somebody I can speak to.
Sir, we're doing the best that we... I'm doing the
Thank
best
you.
That I can to assist you.
Okay, so put somebody on that I need to speak to.
Sir, the $92.90 is for the products that you had received on March 5th. There are no further charges or shipments because the account has been canceled, sir. Sir, the account has been canceled, so there will be no further charges or shipments.
Can you put me somebody that I can speak to?
Sir, the account has been canceled, so there
thank
will be no
you.
Further charges or shipments. I'd like to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.